moving forward with plans just in case that put a full halt on the project. But we just got that blessing last Friday from MoDOT to move forward with it. So, yeah, we are still pending some permits, but that was kind of the big obstacle was that phase two archaeological survey.
So the blessing that we got Friday from MoDOT will allow us to start in October?
The blessing on Friday was to not have to do the phase two archaeological survey, which takes months and then has to be reviewed. And so now it's kind of all the normal bridge crossing permitting process of, you know, land impacts, the bat trees. And so we're on schedule for fall construction.
So when can we remove the trees?
It'll be November 1st of this year that we can remove those trees.
So it's held off then?
Well, actually, the Corps had told me the other day they wouldn't allow any tree removal until we got all the documents done for the agreement to go over the federal land, the new route. So actually, it's in their hands right now.
We'll be working with their right-of-way department to get the easement for the new road. And they want that in place before any tree clearing can occur.
So will this be, if they don't approve then, will we have to reroute in some way? Or will this be the actual, pardon?
If the Army Corps doesn't approve? They signed off on the grant application knowing it was a realignment into their land, so I think they're open to the project. I guess, yes, if they did not want to grant that easement, that would shut down the realignment.
At this state, I don't see why they would, since we got through the phase two of the archaeology. That's kind of what they were talking about, you know, not knowing what we could find. But now that they let us go through that, I don't foresee them wanting to reroute.
Okay.
But they would not approve going in there and just cutting the tree down for now either until we got all the easement paperwork done.
Or it may put us in jeopardy of not getting the grant.
Yeah.
So November, did you say, or October?
No, November 1st is when that window opens back up to be able to clear those trees. And I don't know if you guys remember from the grant application, this structure is 20 foot 5 inch in span, so it will put it in your bridge database once it's built, as compared to the existing crossing. It's just a low water crossing, so it doesn't currently count.
Mm-hmm. More questions?
Any more? I'm good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Establishment of the Taney County Library District.
What we have in front of us, Mr. Stern, have you been able to see the order? Have you been able to see the order that's in front of us?
I received a proposed order about 6 weeks ago and had some comments on it.
Okay.
I didn't get any response until yesterday.
I don't know that we didn't get this until yesterday.
And I don't, my comment was that it was not necessary to put in a proposed tax levy in this order, and so I don't know if he's taken.
Yeah, it's been taken out. So essentially, what we have in front of us is an order establishing a library district pursuant to 182.015. Says that we may divide the county library district into subdistricts.
All that was fine.
We have 60 days after the establishment of the county library district to appoint a 5-member board of trustees from the district to serve. And then. And it's just got the typical legalese. creation of the library sub-districts essentially is the Branson-Hollister Library Sub-District that is wholly located within the geographic territory and located within the boundaries of the Hollister R5 School District and the Branson R4 School District.
So Mr. Starling, would you like to see that?
I
don't need to.
I don't think I need to see it.
So essentially what we're here today, the order that we have in front of us today establishes the board, establishes the sub-district, and creates the opening for the board members to be appointed within 60 days of the date of this order.
Yes, we have a slate of board members that you can consider now or later as you wish.
So knowing that that's what's in front of us, I'm assuming there are people here in support of this.
Is there anyone here in opposition?
They'd be scared to say anything right now. And I want to respect everybody's time, but I also want to respect everybody's, and I'm sure we all want to respect everybody's wish to speak. Is there a reason for everybody that wants to speak to get up and speak, or would you like to?
I would like to suggest that Debbie Redford speak. She has some points that she wishes to make, and she's been a part of it. And I think she can speak for a lot of people, but they, of course, have if they wish.
That's fine with me. What do you guys?
I'd just like for you to speak into the mic so that it can be heard.
And state your name, address for the record, please.
Debbie Redford, 1462 Carlton Road, Hollister, Missouri, 65672.
Thank you.
Just a couple of points I wanted to make today that I'm sure everybody in this room who is here for the establishment of the board also agrees with. We really appreciate you guys taking the first step to establish the opportunity for a board. That's our first step. There are several steps along the way. Obviously, the appointment of the board, and then the board has its work cut out for it. We would ask that we can guarantee that you will have, I understand that the board needs to fill out forms for you all in terms of that is your process. Is that correct?
The board applicants, there's an application that we have.
Right. Okay. So you will need to have that. We are asking, we can guarantee you will have all of those by March 14th at the very latest. We are asking that you appoint that board by March 28th. The reason we don't want to wait 60 days is because that gives this board 1 year time frame to establish a marketing plan, a strategy, a design that will be presented to the public in a very clear and transparent way so they know exactly what they're voting for. It will not be ambiguous. It will not give them an idea of, well, maybe this or maybe that. They will know exactly what the plan is. But obviously, that's going to take time. The goal is to put this on the ballot by April of 23. And if you can have that board established by March 28th, the very latest, that gives them exactly a year to work on that.
Debbie, if I may say so, to get something on the April ballot requires that the ballot question be given to the election official.
Exactly, right. But you all will know what it is before you decide and agree to put it on the ballot. But the public will also know what that is. Complete transparency.
Well, I understand it would be on the agenda and it would have to be voted on.
Right.
What the levy would be and so forth.
Right.
12 weeks in advance.
There's really three steps here. There's today's step. The second step is the appointment of the board. And the third step is putting it on the ballot.
And
thank
once,
you for that clarification.
And once we vote to create a district, then there is an application on the website and everyone can fill out to be on the board.
And I'm sure that will probably be done this week. I can't speak for everybody. There's a whole army of at least 100 people who have agreed at this point to move forward and support that board. in terms of informing voters and whatever they've got in terms of their own sphere of influence to push for the adoption of this tax.
Thank you. Sure. Just to be clear, the commission has no say one way or the other if we're for or against the tax. I just want to.
Right. Only the opportunity to put it on the ballot for the voters.
I just want to make sure that we're clear on that.
So. Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I guess. Does anyone want to come up and speak?
Seriously?
Yeah. Mine's brief, so
I'm teasing.
Hello, my name is Garrett Vanderpool, and I own two technology companies here in Branson. And I just want to say thank you, first of all, for your time and what you guys do for the county. It's amazing. It's a lot of work, and I just want to say thank you for that. I just want you to know I have four children. Commissioner Williams knows that, as he has his own. I just want you to know that we live in a world of technology, and I think it's very important to understand the understanding of a library today or in past to being a empowered library is one that is definitely a part of the digital age. And moving forward with this board would enable our local library that has been able to do great work with the limited funds that they have. This is really going to empower them to unlock a lot of resources that we currently do not or cannot afford to have right now, and I just would love your consideration for, you know, moving forward with this board. Our kids love the library, but we want more, and in order to get more out of the local library, it really needs to be these resources to empower it to really take it to the next level. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Good morning.
My
name is Moxie Black. I'm originally from the Portland, Oregon area, where their whole system, their library system, is funded a lot through taxes. They have an amazing system, huge libraries, classes, resources, a lot of books, documentaries. You can walk in there and look at travel videos and psychology and neuroscience and diet and all of these things. Obviously, it's a bigger metropolitan area, so I'm not saying that we expect it to be as big, but to have more funding that just comes from the city and tourism and everything else is a huge benefit. One dream I had in my life was to meet a Holocaust survivor because I extensively studied World War II. And there was one that came to the library in my city, and I took a picture with him and everything. That's one of the benefits to having a more prominent library. So thank you so much for considering this, and I hope that it continues to go forward and that the library is blessed with the proceeds from the taxes so that they can have more resources and classes and everything for the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Logan Crockett. I'm a senior in high school, and we homeschool through Classical Conversations. Thank you for allowing me to speak about an issue that is of great importance to my family and me. First, I will tell you how the Crockett family has benefited from the Taney Hills Library. I'm an avid reader, and I believe that one of the causes of my love for reading is because I grew up loving the library. Some of my earliest memories are of spending time at the Taney Hills Community Library with my family and friends. My mom took my six brothers and me to the library about once a week because